Today's podcast of The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
If you have kids, you know it's hard to get them to eat right. Heck, it's hard for adults to eat fresh fruits and vegetables with every meal.
I love burgers and fries, and I love ice cream and cake, and so do most kids. And we're not talking about a lifestyle that excludes all that. The question is, how do we help people balance that out?
Maybe what the First Lady needs is a chorus of singing vegetables straight out of the Muppet Show.
And now, presenting my singing food!
We have an old-fashioned tomato.
Between overhauling healthcare and getting kids to eat broccoli, I kind of think the first task is the easier one.
Oh, I love my vegetables! How are you, cabbage?
Oh, getting ahead.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 9th, and the takeaway for me is, you know, as hard as it is to get kids to change their eating habits, it's probably doubly harder for the adults in the family to do the same.
In my house, you need more than a 60-vote majority to get kids to eat broccoli, that is for sure. Let's get right to the top stories we're following this morning. After talking about it for days, it's official. Toyota is now recalling over 400,000 Prius and other hybrid cars worldwide. Toyota President Akio Toyoda says the company is committed to fixing the braking systems on models that went on sale last year.
We will do everything in our power to regain the confidence of our customers.
But that Toyota in your garage may be losing value by the week. Juan Flores with Kelley Blue Book says the resale value for recalled Toyotas has dropped.
Anywhere between $200 and, say, $750.
More than 130,000 Prius hybrids and nearly 15,000 Lexus hybrids are part of today's U.S. recall.
John Murtha, the first Vietnam combat veteran to serve in Congress, died yesterday following complications from gallbladder surgery. Murtha, who was 77, represented a district in southwestern Pennsylvania known for its steel mills and coal mines. He wielded considerable clout for two decades as the ranking Democrat on the committee that oversees Pentagon spending. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says a big loss for the state.
He was our go-to guy, someone that whatever the issue was, could weigh in and make things happen for us.
Murtha spent 36 years in Congress. We're going to have more on this later from our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick.
This morning, Iran says it has begun enriching uranium to a higher grade of 20%, which is far short of the 90% needed for nuclear weapons. Yet it still increases fears that Iran is edging closer to producing a bomb. In Haiti, our partner, The New York Times, is reporting private medical evacuations of children to the U.S. have largely stopped. That's because aid workers and doctors are worried about being accused of kidnapping if they don't get the necessary paperwork, which is often slow to arrive or unavailable.
And later this morning, First Lady Michelle Obama is launching a nationwide campaign to fight childhood obesity. It's going to encourage more physical activity for kids, healthier foods in schools, and more accurate food labeling. We're joined now by Tony Geraci. He's the food service director for Baltimore City Schools. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
How many kids do you serve every day?
83,000 plus hungry kids.
Okay, so, I mean, cafeteria food, not knowing for being all that delicious. So what's the best healthy entree you serve to kids?
Well, it's going to come off of our Meatless Monday menus. We do a baked lasagna served with like a romaine lettuce salad and fresh fruit, or the baked eggplant parmesan, also served with like steamed vegetables and fresh fruit.
Eggplant parmesan for children. We're going to talk more to Tony Geraci in just a moment. Check in the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 9,908. The S&P opens at 1,056 and the NASDAQ at 2,126.
Thinking about Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about love in the workplace, complications and joys. And we're also going to be talking about the First Lady's fight against childhood obesity. Tell us your stories and diet sins at 8778MYTAKE or post it to our website, takeaway.org. Why is it hard to lose weight? More on Michelle Obama and childhood obesity in just a few moments.
Do you have kids? When they wake up, ask ask them?
Are you asking me?
I'm not asking you. I know how many kids you have.
And my kids eat eggplant parmesan, by the way.
So does my kid.
I love it.
But for most kids, when your kids wake up in the morning, ask them what their favorite food is.
They got pralines and cream, and they got Mississippi mud, and they got chocolate eruption, and they got grape. They got grape. And super-duper chocolate
that is Chunk from the movie The Goonies. You'll notice he didn't mention Brussels sprouts ice cream or cranberry ice cream, although cranberry sorbet is delicious. So we all know, we've heard the news reports for years now, Americans are fat. In fact, two-thirds of U.S. adults and almost one in three kids are overweight or even obese. That increases your risk for diabetes, heart disease, lots of other chronic illnesses. And because healthcare and the Afghan war were so easy to tackle, the White House is now taking on junk food. So today the First Lady unveils what's called Let's Move. And it's an administration-wide campaign to fight childhood obesity.
Others have tried.
Exactly. Joining us now, Arkansas Surgeon General and practicing pediatrician Joe Thompson. He's the director of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Center to Prevent Childhood Obesity. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
And Tony Geraci joins us again. He's the Food Service Director for Baltimore City Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Thompson, we've been hearing these reports for years. It hasn't seemed to alarm anyone over much, parents anyway, and we haven't seen childhood obesity going down. And yet you have some amazing statistics, and you've actually have reports from people who are saying that childhood obesity is a threat to our national security. What makes this such an important issue?
Well, I think this decade we have recognized how much our children have gained weight over the last three decades, and we're starting now to see the impact of adult diseases in earlier and earlier ages. It really represents a threat not only to the future well-being of our families and communities, but also of our workforce, and that's why it has become such a critical issue.
Well, there's there's a number of different causes for why a child could be overweight. I mean, it could be a huge number of things, but it's most likely not genetics.
That's absolutely correct. We've seen this epidemic blossom over the last three decades, and your genes don't change that quickly. It really is basically because our kids are eating far more calories than they need, and they're not burning off as many by being physically active.
Tony Geraci, you serve, as you said, 85,000 students or so per day in the Baltimore City Schools?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's more than 200 schools that you cater to.
Correct.
So you bring these kids in. I'm sure a lot of them aren't happy that they're eating in the cafeteria anyway. How do you get them to eat something healthy? I mean, how do you get 85,000 kids to eat eggplant parmesan?
Well, look, the population that I serve are largely underprivileged, and the meals that they get at school are probably the only real meals that they're going to get every day that are consistent. So what we try to do is we try to offer up better choices for our kids. One in three kids born after the year 2000 are going to get type 2 diabetes, and one in two African-American kids are going to get this disease. And the good doctor is right. This is going to devastate our country in the next 20 years.
Dr. Thompson, you come from Arkansas. Arkansas, I think, is number two on the states that are most overweight. How have you dealt with this in your own state as Surgeon General there?
Well, I think we, like other southern states, and as your other guest mentioned, lower income communities have an extra added risk from the obesity. We've really taken an approach to try to change the environment that kids live, learn, and play every day, trying to improve the cafeteria offerings in the school, trying to increase the level of activities both within the school and changing the environment around the school so that kids can walk and bike again. And we're raising awareness so that parents actually recognize the risk and can take some simple steps that over time will make a lasting change.
Okay, but parents themselves have trouble losing weight, and I imagine they would then have trouble getting their kids to. And, you know, you also, Mike Huckabee, quite famously tried to, as a politician, set an example, as a politician set policy that would help change people's healthy eating habits, and that didn't exactly work. How do you do that as a policymaker?
Well, I think it will take the actions of all policymakers. We have continued many of the programs and are trying to expand those now under a Democratic governor, and we're seeing a flattening, a halting of the obesity epidemic. But we've got to have change at the federal and the local levels working in concert if we're going to be able to reverse reverse this epidemic.
So, Tony Gerace, do you have kids?
Yeah, I have 3 kids, in fact.
Okay, so as you said, if these kids are coming to school and it's one of their only meals, that's not a solution for their entire eating habits. What do you think is your one piece of advice in order for parents to deal with childhood obesity?
Well, I think to try to get better choices in front of their kids. Our kids today live in this world of portion distortion. They've been supersized for so many years and so many generations now that kids don't even understand what a real portion is. I had a group of high school kids in my office a couple of weeks ago talking about wanting more food. I think education is the key. I think we've got to sit down and start having real conversations about food.
Okay, Dr. Thompson, what's the one piece of advice you could maybe give to First Lady Michelle Obama that would actually work?
Well, I would ask her and more importantly, everyone across the nation to really challenge to become much more aware of your environment. I mean, employers need to look at what's in the vending machines, the opportunity for us to see where grocery stores are not so that families could actually have access to healthier foods. These are all things that we can take on with policy change to make the healthy choice become the easy choice.
Well, it's not exactly easy to change an entire family's eating habits. And Tony Gerace, if you're handling the kids because they're a captive audience in your cafeteria, do you ever reach out to parents and try to change what they're doing at home?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of parent engagement, and we're working with parents now around healthier choices and trying to create opportunity for fresh food in neighborhoods that, quite honestly, are food deserts.
And the answer to those who say it's too expensive to eat healthily would be that, Tony Gerace, you serve meals for about $2.75 per kid, so I guess it is affordable. Tony Gerace is the food service director for the Baltimore City Schools. He serves about 85,000 kids a day. Dr. Joseph Thompson, Surgeon General of Arkansas and director of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Center to Prevent Childhood Obesity. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Let's check in now on the headlines.
Toyota is now officially recalling more than 400,000 of its Prius and other hybrid vehicles worldwide. Company President Akio Toyoda gave the details.
We submitted the recall notifications in regard to 4 models. The Prius, the Prius plug-in hybrid, the Sai, and the HS250H. The notifications are in regard to the braking system employed on those models.
This recall is in addition to the previous recalls on other models because of those faulty gas pedals. In Connecticut, authorities have opened a criminal investigation into the causes of an explosion at a power plant. Middletown Police Chief Patrick McMahon says officials have a warrant to investigate the site.
Although intentional criminal acts have been ruled out, we have not ruled out criminal acts of negligence, and therefore until that search warrant has expired, it is a crime scene and is treated as such.
Sunday's explosion killed 5 people.
Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray appeared in Los Angeles court yesterday. He's been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Conrad Murray has been released on bail, however. If convicted, he could face up to 4 years in prison. And finally, for fans in New Orleans, the Super Bowl victory party will continue today. The Saints will be honored with a parade this afternoon, beginning with their home turf, the Louisiana Superdome. Those are some of the stories that we're watching this morning. Coming up, we're looking ahead all week to the 2010 Winter Olympics.
I'm hoping that people feel like they're part of the skating world again, and we haven't had that in the United States since Nancy and Tanya.
That self-described princessy skater, Johnny Weir, we're going to have a profile of him in just a few minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Takeaway Podcast. If there's a story you think we should look at or a conversation you'd like us to start, drop us a line at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.